incredible. That's awesome. Well, yeah, congratulations to you both.
Thank you.
I know it's really exciting starting a business and having the opportunity to do something you're really passionate about. So that's really cool that you're both doing this already.
Yeah. Thank you. We've just honestly just the past few months, we've just been looking forward to like developing the company or business, trying to like get our names out there. But just so we don't mispronounce, how exactly do we say your name?
It's Jacqueline.
Jacqueline. Okay. I was just checking.
Yep. I know. The spelling kind of throws people sometimes.
Yeah. It's all good.
Yeah. No worries. Thank you. And then for the last name, Faber.
Faber.
Faber. Okay. Perfect. Yes.
Jacqueline Faber.
Cool. So how's your day going?
It's good. I'm just wrapping up some work with a client that I've been doing this afternoon. I just started with a new client this week. So it's been really busy doing a lot of content management, but it's been really fun because I'm getting to dabble in a bunch of different things.
That's great. It's always great, like finding a new niche, you know?
Yeah, it's awesome.
So where are you calling us from?
I'm located in Chicago.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
oh.
How about you guys?
Are you a Bears fan?
Unfortunately.
Yeah, yep. Me and Grant are both Packers fans.
Oh, no. We got to cancel this right now.
Yeah.
Of course. And so are you cool if we start the record now?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, perfect. Thank you again for joining our show. We're looking forward to speaking more with you.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Of course. Welcome back to another episode of Bombcast. I'm your host, Grant Morgan, alongside my partner, Shane Seligman. Today, we would like to give a warm welcome to Jacqueline Faber. Can you tell us a bit about yourself, please?
Yeah, so I'm 26 years old, and I live in Chicago. And I just started my own company called Karma Strategic Communications a couple months ago. So I have a background in psychology, marketing, business, content creation. I have always kind of described myself as the human junk drawer. So everywhere I worked and went, I had the opportunity to work in a variety of different roles and responsibilities. And I just felt like it was time to kind of start doing my own thing and pulling all of those skills from different experiences into one new adventure.
Of course, yeah. So when we talked to you earlier, you told us a bit about your past and business, etc. So during your 5 years as a sales and leadership training company, you held various roles from publicist to copywriter. Can you share how these diverse roles contributed to your skill set and how you prepared for entrepreneurship?
Yeah, so I had the really unique opportunity in college to work while I was a full-time student. So I was working for a really cool company called Forest Performance Group. And I kind of just started not really knowing where I fit in the company, but I kind of realized really quickly that as long as I had this open mindset and willingness to learn, that the opportunities would kind of find their way to me. So I had the opportunity to co-write a couple of the books that were published and work as the publicist, obviously scheduling interviews, podcasts, things like that, for the author and owner of the company. And so I got to just get a really good variety of different experiences while there.
Of course. You seem to have described yourself with many metaphors as well. You mentioned yourself as a human junk drawer and being open-minded about opportunities. How have your willingness to explore various roles and opportunities shaped your entrepreneurial journey, similar to what you said before?
Yeah, so I just feel like when you're in college or when you're trying to decide what you're going to major in and what you're going to do, you kind of limit yourself to one career path or one industry. And I just kind of found that studying psychology and learning about people, learning about how they work, how they think, what they want, where that comes from, it just allowed me to go into my career with a really unique perspective. And I guess just being the human junk drawer, anytime anyone didn't know where to put a project or who to assign something to, I just kind of was the always the first one to volunteer, because even if I didn't know how to do something, I knew that I could figure it out. And I knew that there were people around me that were smarter than me that would be willing to help. And so just not locking yourself into one thing and one path is so important, especially when you're just starting out.
Yeah, of course. And it looks like you've started up Karma, and it's like, it looks like a great company. So what is your vision for Karma?
Yeah, so I started Karma with the idea that there's just so much noise out there when it comes to like the best marketing strategy, the best PR strategy, the best business strategy. And my goal with Karma was to be really selective about the clients that I work with, because I just think it's so important to make the message that you're putting out really count and really stand for something. And so I loved the idea of having the opportunity to choose the clients I work with and refine that messaging and provide value to their clients or their people or whatever it is they're doing. Because I just don't think there are enough agencies out there that are really working for the greater good of society. Obviously, it's really easy to be successful and work with a lot of different brands and whatever scope you're wanting to work with, but to be really selective and really picky about who you're giving your time to and making sure that those values are in alignment with your values as a business is so much more important than I realized.
Yeah, of course. It looks to me like you built a great company and you have a good head on your shoulders.
Thank you.
Of course. Of course. It looks like Shane may have froze. His camera looks like it's frozen. He might be having some Wi-Fi issues.
Oh, yeah. I've been there. That happens.
Yeah. I can just keep interviewing myself. Oh, here he's back.
Sorry. My Wi-Fi was having issues. But so where were we?
We were talking about her vision for Karma, and she was just finishing up on that.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry, I just really want to build an agency that, like, I'm proud to work for, that clients are proud to work with. And my ultimate goal is to hire a really large team of people who are smarter than me and know more than me, so that I just have kind of this machine of amazing people working with more amazing people.
Yeah, I find that very inspirational. I feel like me and Grant can really relate to that, because we just, through this company, we just really want to do something that like satisfies ourselves and just makes us proud of like what we're doing, because we're trying to help other people like learn about how to be an entrepreneur. And how you mentioned earlier about the first companies you were working at and how you felt like it wasn't a great fit for you, I just feel like just the hardest step is just moving on from something that's comfortable, but at the same time is restricting you, because it's such a big risk. But just what is the one thing you wish you knew when you were starting your career?
I wish I knew that it's okay to say no, and it's okay to quit. So I kind of was raised with this mentality that like, you don't quit, you see everything through, and you make it work no matter how hard it is. And I am not someone that likes to give up. I'm not someone that thinks it's a good thing to give up, but I think it's important to know when something isn't serving you anymore and serving your purpose. For me, that kind of happened in my earlier 20s, where I absolutely loved the job I was doing and I loved what I thought that job was going to be and I loved what I thought I was going to become. And I realized at the end of every day that, you know, I was experiencing so much dissonance between what I wanted and what was actually happening. And making the decision to say no and to walk away and hold those boundaries allowed me to grow so much more confidence in my career and gave me the ability to discern like, okay, yes, this might be something that you want, but this isn't necessarily the vessel that's going to get you there. And it's not an end all be all.
Yeah. Just relating back to that, just with that disappointment in the workplace, how exactly would you give advice to overcome that in someone's career?
I would say to just stay really true to your values. I think that there are a lot of really shiny toys and shiny people. And if something doesn't feel right, it's probably not right. And when you are able to hold really strong in what you believe in and what your values are as a person, as a company, as an entrepreneur, it gives you this like super lens to see everything else through. So as long as you're maintaining true to that path, for you, you can sleep well at night knowing that you're doing the right thing.
Yeah. I just feel like whenever someone, even just like a simple job, like working at McDonald's, they sometimes can like lose themselves in the job, just like realizing that they aren't being respected as a person. And just like what you said, it's very important to just keep that self-respect and to stick to your values. So if you had one piece of advice to give to anyone listening to this, what do you think it would be?
To not limit yourself, to not label yourself. I know it's really easy when you're young to attach yourself to labels, you know, everything on social media now is like this aesthetic or this vibe or this person, or I want to be this lifestyle. And I don't think you have to limit yourself. I think you can pull qualities from everything that you admire, and that's what makes you you, and that's what makes you special. People don't want to surround themselves with a bunch of clones and copies of everyone else. They want to be around people who ask them the more difficult questions and cause them to think differently. And I just think it's really important to always be growing and always have an open mind to things that may not seem like the right fit for you.
I agree. Yeah. More with what you're saying about kind of having people with different assets and skills. We had a recent interview maybe a few weeks ago, and they were really big on having a team built up of a bunch of different people with different skill sets. And like you said, it's really important to have an open mind and be able to work together with other people. Because mm-hmm. if you can't work with other people, then you really don't have a team.
Right. And if you want to start a business where you're always the smartest one as the leader and you're always going to be the one with all the answers, your business isn't going to grow. It's always going to stay at your knowledge level. So when I think about hiring people and I think about growing, I want to find people that know so much more than me, people that I'm so proud to be collaborating with. I don't ever want to feel threatened or have people feel threatened in my company. I want it to feel like a huge culture of just learning from people that inspire you and that you're proud to work with.
Yeah, it's really great. That's kind of what we're all about. Since it's me and my partner Shane, I've known him since first grade, and you know, there's always that like bickering between us because we're best friends, you know, so we're always going to have different opinions. So creating this company, there's definitely times where he was like, oh, let's do this, and I was like, maybe I want to do this. But it's really important to listen to each other so you can build on something together, you know.
Right. And I just think that only positive change can come from adding more resources. Like, no one's ever learned less from reading about something they don't know about. And, you know, I think that it's so important to always just go into every conversation and every meeting with someone wanting to learn and knowing that they have something that you don't.
Yeah, no, I totally agree, because everybody has their own business path. They have their own entrepreneurial journey that they went on that they have acquired certain skills over time. And so I can see that you have, it looks like, a lot of skills that you bring to the table when in a business aspect.
And I have a bunch of wonderful friends and family who are so much smarter than me and know so much more than I do. And it's such a gift to be able to talk to those people about struggles or doubts that I'm having and hear their perspectives. You know, I'll be working with a bunch of different kinds of clients in different industries, and I don't know everything about every single industry they're in. And so always not being afraid to ask questions, not being afraid to like look dumb. You're not looking dumb by asking questions. I think everyone will be much more grateful that you're taking the time to truly understand that other perspective.
Yeah, and I feel like that's really important. This is Shane and I's first year kind of talking with entrepreneurs like yourself. And so do you have any tips or advice for people like us meeting new clients or meeting new people to talk to, and more about that mindset, like you said, being open to ideas from them?
Yeah, I think it's so great that you guys are starting this at this stage in your life, especially as you go into college and you start to experience so many unique people in different situations. it's a really special thing that you're doing. And I think that as long as you are always sticking true to who you are and your values and not necessarily trying to be like everyone else, that you will always have an opportunity to learn and grow and do more great things.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And just about earlier about the assets of just learning from everyone, that's like one of the main reasons me and Grant is doing this. So we can just learn from everyone we were interviewing, just bits and pieces for our future, to like just for our future business and being an entrepreneur. These interviews really help us just learn about different things we can do to be better. But I think that about wraps it up for this episode of Bombcast. Thank you so much, Jacqueline, for joining in and sharing your entrepreneurial journey with us and our listeners. We are so excited what the future has in store for you. Talking to an entrepreneur like yourself gives us and our listeners so much inspiration. If you're an entrepreneur looking to build a winning mindset, feel free to visit bombcast.com or follow us on any of our socials to learn the secrets to financial freedom and the mindset of a winning entrepreneur. So thank you. Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
We had a great time talking to you.
And yeah, best of luck with everything.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate
your time.
Thank you. Couldn't have said it better. Thank you.